Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. The Federal Opposition says more pressure should be put on Laos to accept Australia's help in its deadly methanol poisoning investigation. Laos authorities have not said yes to an Australian Federal Police offer to join the inquiry into the deaths of six tourists, including two Australians. They died after drinking poisoned alcohol in the tourist town of Vang Vien. Education Minister Jason Clare says the government's view is the Lao authorities have not rejected the request. They are waiting. But Deputy Liberal Leader Susan Lee told Channel 7 Lao's response made her angry.
It's not okay, and they need to rethink this. There's clearly a problem in this country with bootleg alcohol, and that does involve the government. $53 million of foreign aid is going to the country in this financial year. We're helping them a lot, and they need to help us.
Questions are being asked again about what will happen to the Bruce Highway in major weather events in North Queensland. Some communities have been isolated after floodwaters cut the major highway in parts. Australia has promised $7.2 billion to fix the 1,600-kilometre road. Ingham's Mayor Ramon Jayo has thanked the federal and state governments for their help in fixing the road.
This bridge alone is going to make a big difference. I've got a community that's really hurting at the moment, and right here, right now, they're screaming out for resupply, resupply. It's been very difficult to get anything into our town for resupply at the moment because we've been restricted to helicopter access. The problem with the helicopters is the weather, as you see, is closing in all the time and the access is reduced.
At least 17 children have been killed in a fire in an Islamic school in northwestern Nigeria. Another 17 children are at different hospitals after being seriously injured in the fire in the Kauro Namoda district of Zamfara State. The country's emergency response agency says around 100 students were at the school when the fire started. The school principal, Khalifa Aliyu Abubakar, says it began early in the morning.
We were sleeping around 2 a.m. in the night when I heard knocking and shouting, "Fire, fire." When we came out immediately, we saw flames on the top of the roof of the school. From then, people started helping with rescue operations all over the school premises.
More information has come out about the man police believe shot dead 11 people and himself at a school in Sweden. Police have not named the suspect, who they believe was alone in the shooting at the school in Orebro. Police leader Anna Bergqvist says detectives may have found a motive for his actions.
What we can say is that there is information suggesting that he may somehow be connected to the school, that he may have attended this school previously.
In cricket, Australia has ended day one of the second test match against Sri Lanka in strong form. But there are extreme weather conditions predicted for the days ahead, which could be challenging for the team. Team member 21-year-old Cooper Connolly has played his first test match in goal. Former Australia batsman Simon Kadich says the young player should be celebrated.
Every challenge you've come up with, whether it's for the Scorchers or for WA, you've met amazingly well, not only with your talent, but more importantly with your composure. And I think, as you guys all know, and as we all know, those that have played Test cricket, it's all about belief and character. And I think you've certainly got that. You're only 21 years of age. There's going to be more challenges along the way. But my advice is get back to yourself, relax and enjoy the occasion.
And that is the latest SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi.